So, I have here a photograph of a rather unusual creature. Perhaps some of you recognize it. It's a horseshoe crab, one of my absolute favorite creatures. It's just such an interesting species for a number of reasons. And we'll go over those later on today. But first, let's answer the question, what exactly is a horseshoe crab? Does anyone know? Yes, John.
Horseshoe crabs are marine arthropods.
Yes. And they're from the Limulidae family of the order Xiphosura. We have four living species of crab, all in the Limulidae family. However, there are no other families in the Xiphosura order. Not at the present time, at least. Now, the horseshoe crab may be called a crab, but it's not really a crab at all. They are, in classification terms, most similar to trilobites, which inhabited the Earth 544 million years ago, even before the time of dinosaurs, and they look remarkably similar to their ancestors. The name crab is given merely because it resembles our crustacean friends in appearance, but anatomically, it's actually more similar to arachnids.
Excuse me, Professor, what are arachnids?
Well, arachnids are species like scorpions and spiders. So, anatomically, horseshoe crabs are more similar to spiders. Now, a lot of people called horseshoe crabs living fossils because of their ancient origins. But to tell the truth, this is rather misleading. The modern species Limulus polyphemus, that's the Atlantic horseshoe crab, is not found in the fossil record, and seems to have existed only for about 20 million years or so. Meanwhile, the horseshoe crabs that were around during the Cambrian era, 500 million years ago or so, exhibited far more variation than the four species we see now. But in addition to being an interesting species in evolutionary terms, the horseshoe crab is invaluable in medicine as well. Because any of you who have ever received medication in the form of an injection have in fact benefited from horseshoe crab blood, as it contains special properties which ensure that intravenous drugs, vaccines, and medical devices are free from bacterial contamination. Incredibly, no other method works as easily or reliably for this purpose. Bacteria, as well as bacterial components, that is, parts of bacteria, can be toxic and incredibly dangerous to patients. One of the most problematic of these bacterial toxins is endotoxin, which is especially hard to get rid of because it can withstand sterilization by steam. However, in the 1960s, it was found when common marine bacteria were injected into the bloodstream of the North American horseshoe crab, massive clotting occurred, and over time, it was proven that the clotting was caused by the presence of the endotoxin. They were able to localize this phenomenon, and in time were able to create a reagent, Limulus amebocyte lysate, or LAL, which can detect endotoxins and deactivate them. It is astounding that the horseshoe crab naturally has this ability, but it's a defense that has evolved over millennia. Think about it. The horseshoe crab, being a marine creature, is constantly exposed to all kinds of vicious bacteria in seawater. So, it has developed its own primitive way of fighting off infections that we can benefit from today. Now, the question is, how do we get all the LAL, all the Limulus amebocyte lysate, that we need? We cannot create it artificially. Well, not yet, at any rate. It has to come from the blood of horseshoe crabs. So, horseshoe crabs are harvested for this purpose. The process involves catching the animal, bleeding the animal, and releasing them back to the sea. You might ask why we catch them. It's not because of animal rights. No, the problem is that horseshoe crabs don't breed well in captivity. In fact, they don't at all. Obviously, because of their pharmaceutical importance, scientists have tried at length to make it work, but with no luck. Strangely, it would appear that horseshoe crabs have a breeding, well, we'll call it a culture, if you like, in that crabs will only mate in the presence of the sand or mud that they hatched in. Try as they might, scientists have not been able to gather what it is about the sand or mud that horseshoe crabs want to return to. Furthermore, they cannot establish what they sense or even how they sense it. Needless to say, harvesting has to be sensitively done, not only for the potential effects on breeding, but also because of the physiological damage of taking blood from the creatures, much less the stress of handling and transportation. Although estimates of mortality rates are reasonably low, we see figures around, well, they vary according to the test, but I have here an optimistic figure of 3 to 15% mortality rate, and another one of 10 to 30%, a little less optimistic, and of course there are implications in terms of population. Numbers of horseshoe crabs are dwindling in North America for this very reason. And the downward trend is worldwide, although in Japan, it's said to be due to habitat destruction rather than harvesting. Furthermore, horseshoe crabs are also used as fishing bait and in fertilizer. So, with so many uses, it's no surprise that numbers are falling. And that's a real shame considering what a fascinating, remarkable, and beneficial creature it is.